Welcome back, Panther fans. I'm David Brown here with Ryan Graham.
Hey, y'all.
Tim Thurber.
Hello.
And this is State of Atlanta. I actually wanted to get, I ran out of time to do this. You know, we finally got name dropped by the head coach of Georgia State. We got a little State of Atlanta action going on. And twice. I wanted to, twice, because he did in the pressure today as well. I wanted to clip that audio and have that play at the beginning. It sounds like he's gonna be saying it quite a bit, so I'm hoping I can get a bunch of clips of like montage of like, and just do State of Atlanta, State of Atlanta, State of Atlanta, all from Del McGee.
Does he know we exist?
We have to be like, so you know, whenever you say State of Atlanta, you're pushing us.
You owe us $1
every time.
No, it's fine. It's good free advertising, but you know, he just needs to know we exist. And he doesn't because I wasn't allowed to ask questions because we're not media.
We are media, but we're not the media.
We're fan media, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just made myself mad all over again.
Who are you more mad at, Allison or me?
It's rough. I don't know. I told people about Allison. I didn't tell people about you.
David shut me up.
I started to say something to Allison. I said, we are media. Ooh. And David put his hand up and was like, hey, just let it go. And I was like, that's all I was going to say. I want her to respond to that because fuck it's that. Like, oh, whoops.
The entire intro thing of McGee after that, I'm just waiting to like, hear Ryan talk crap about Allison as soon as it was over. Nope, he turned to me. He's like, "Don't ever shush me again," and like gets up and walks off. And I'm like,
that's "He like held that exactly. in. The, he held that in the entire.
No, it was rude. Like, I'm not gonna. Like, that's the thing is, like, you know, none of us are gonna be like blatant assholes. Like sloppy about that kind of stuff.
No.
I trust both of y'all at least in that sort of circumstance to not be like totally a jerk." And there were no rules on the outset. There was no one that said, hey, you're not media. I consider us media. They should consider us media. We've interviewed head coaches at this point. You know, I mean, like
Tim and I interviewed head coach at this point.
Oh, well, we did, State of Atlanta. Right. We are a former media. It's just frustrating. It was like the lack of respect. I'm just like, what the heck? And like, all I was asking about was some assistant coaches type situation. Yeah. You know, he probably wasn't even going to answer my question.
Yeah, I agree. Thursday night was there as well. And I think, you know, especially knowing us, there probably should have been some information up front. Like, hey, we're only doing like national media or like traditional media or something like that. But that could have been said up front.
Yeah.
So whatever.
Right.
They suck.
Anyway, sorry.
I mean national media. That's fine. I don't give a shit.
We are media.
It was really frustrating because it's a continuing trend too, which like there's just a lack of respect for what we're doing from the actual athletics department that is very frustrating.
Well, you know, it's actually kind of funny that this came up because I was on a chat thread with a bunch of other podcasters today, and the whole conversation was about media credentials and how difficult it is. And so I'm like, yeah, I just sent an email and we technically got media credentials, and but these other programs, these Nebraskas and Ohio States and stuff like that, you can't just be a podcaster and get into the press box and do that kind of stuff that we do have the luxury of doing. However, we did get shut down and
crazy about it is like I fully expect within the next like 6 months or so to have a conversation with Coach McGee, like, and
oh yeah,
not I, related I, to press credentials or anything.
I
like,
hope so.
It's just going to happen because we're fans, and if you're interested in doing that as a Georgia State fan, you can do it.
Open invitation to Coach McGee to come on the program anytime he wants.
So, our conversation, our the chance that we got to the Tim and I got to interview Sean, all came about from a spring tour conversation at a brewery.
Yeah.
Well, they announced spring tour today. Well, as Tim put it, singular spring tour today at Elsewhere Brewing in Grant Park on April 17th. That's a Wednesday, I think. I have every intention of talking to Coach McGee and be like, hey, come on the podcast. You're talking about us with your State of Atlanta rhetoric. So
it is copyrighted, so you kind of owe us one.
It's not copyrighted, but
it could be. No, I mean, I don't think that doesn't have to be copyrighted. It's a spoken trademark? Whatever. Oh.
Proof of ownership kind of thing, whatever. Yeah. If anybody owns it, Steve Spurrier owns the name.
State of Atlanta.
He's the first one to say State of Atlanta. That's where do you not know where the name came from?
I didn't know. I had no idea. I thought it was Georgia State and Atlanta. You.
Yeah.
No, it's effectively the same thing that Del McGee's been saying in his interviews on 680 and then today on the presser was he's like, when recruiting Georgia, this is what Spurrier said. When recruiting Georgia, Atlanta is so big, it's like its own state. It's like the state of Atlanta, and that's where the name originally birthed from. So that's where the name came from. I loved it as soon as I heard that, and that was forever ago.
The more
and
you know.
Bought the domain and
oh my
sat
God,
on
I
it.
I quit. I quit. I quit this.
Quit this podcast. Experience related.
What the hell, man? I'm out.
We should talk about that with Sean when we talked to him. We should have said, "Hey, do you know that your old boss is the name that came up with our podcast name?"
He would know. He would know that because he loves him.
Yeah, he loves everything South Carolina.
Everything South Carolina. Columbia. Loves Cox.
He did.
He does. He is a fan of the Cox.
Big ones, small ones, soft ones, hard ones. He likes them all.
Maroon
he likes
ones.
He likes the fighting ones.
The red ones. Cox. Yeah. McGee did say he would recruit other states too. Just the focus is on the two states right here.
That's what it should be. That's
Of course. You have to. But he did when he said that he was going to recruit out of state, he did mention the transfer portal specifically in the same breath, I thought.
Right.
It felt very related to like come home. He didn't say it, but it felt like that's where he was going with. And I think that's a really strong recruiting tactic for us is come home. Like you tried, you know, the middle of nowhere. I'm trying not to cuss. I was going to say Bumble.
Egypt.
You tried the middle of nowhere college town. Now come back to Atlanta because you know you love Atlanta. We'll put you on the field.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it's the Coach Hunter way of things. That's what Coach Hunter did. He talked to all kinds of kids. It's a completely different beast when you're recruiting for basketball than you're recruiting for
yeah,
football.
You're talking about like seven.
The sheer number
recruiting
of
cycle
kids.
Or 25.
Right. It's still that's what Hunter did. He talked to everybody that was leaving the state, and he made sure they knew that there was a home to come to if things didn't work out the way they wanted to work. So I'm all about it. McGee is just a different, you know, everybody's different, but man, he is a different coach than what Sean was, just completely top to bottom.
He's also kind of figuring out he has to do more.
Oh man,
yeah.
Won't tell you what it is. But there's things.
I think we're all talking about the press conference he did. Was it today?
It was today.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought that was really interesting when he pointed out, he was like, well, I'm glad I have this really good staff because I have to do like all these other things that I didn't realize I was going to have to do. And like the rest of the coaches are really picking up the slack, you know? And so I'm just like wondering what gaps he identified and what he thinks he's having to do that wasn't being done for however many years before he showed up.
Right. And it can't be good, right? Because he went on to talk about, you know, the fundraising and the NILs and talking to parents. He talked about all these other things that he was doing in addition to just head coaching a football team. So the stuff that he didn't know that he had to do must be something that Kirby never had to do.
And he talked about he talked about going upstairs at Center Park and like exploring, it seems like, and that there was work to be done on the facilities, you know, like he dropped a couple he dropped some things,
some hints,
I don't know what he's gonna end up doing, but he's obviously got some gears turning in his head.
Something has demands a little bit.
Yeah,
it's refreshing, isn't scene. It?
Yeah, of course it is. First strike while the iron's hot, right? If you have any chance to get anything you want, better do it now because you're not doing it a year from now, 2 years from now.
Charlie Cobb's going to run him out of here as fast as possible. McGee starts putting demands. I need this. Yeah. I need that. And he's talking about it, he's vocalized. Because that's what's interesting. Sean never made a comment about anything. He was just, you know, rah-rah, just making 100% coach speak all the time. McGee's coming out there and dropping those truth bombs. You know, facilities need refreshing. You know, we got to do some stuff. I didn't know that I had to do this. Apparently, they're not doing it.
He's keeping it like, you know, he's being political, he's keeping it tight lipped, but he's definitely dropping some hints that there's a lot of extra work that this program needed, and that he's filling some of that stuff. So I'm excited to hear about it. He doesn't have a lot of energy though.
Oh, don't hate on him, come on. I like that he is pretty much, I mean, he won't tell you what he wants, but he's very blunt that there's stuff that needs to change, and he wants things better.
Yeah,
I was saying earlier, I think he had to clean the bathrooms. That's what.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He did not understand that was part of his job.
Hashtag clean the bathrooms. Got it.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's why Sean was always leaving early. He was trying to avoid the bathroom cleanup duty.
Well, exactly. He was ruining the bathroom. So,
well, one thing that McGee said that was, I don't know who asked the question, but I love that it was asked, was, are you recruiting to and back and forth from Athens? And he's like, nope, I've got a place here. I'm living in it. Like, said he's in Atlanta, I guess. And he said that if he was going back and forth between Athens, he would only be getting 2 hours of sleep a night. Coach Elliott was leaving Center Park
2:33 maybe,
well enough time to drive back to Columbia every single day if he wanted to.
You got
to
beat the traffic first of all.
This means that McGee's not that out by 4 o'clock kind of guy. He's not he's
sticking
around. We
actually have a leader in the program right now,
someone dedicated. We talked about this before, like, you know, there you're not going to see a head coach that's clocking out at 4 o'clock every single day and gone. Yeah. You know, not in a team that's actually competitive.
I think he has aspirations to do more here, and then, well, when he moves on from here, he wants to show everyone he can do it, put all hard work in, and then reap the rewards. I don't mind it. We're benefiting hugely. Yeah.
He seems like he came in here with the intention of putting his mark on this program, and he will be the type of coach that whenever he does move on for greener pastures, that we will talk about McGee. Like, man, I don't want to use a TDS reference, but like, he'll like be like our Irk Russell. You know, that he wants to be that kind of guy. He wants to be a legend of Georgia State. That's what he comes across with in just the few short weeks that he's been here. And I'm all in.
He's going to beat App State, David and Ryan.
He is going to beat App State. Ryan.
I mean, Ryan's, I hope, like, so. This season's still going to be rough. Like we're all very excited about this coach, and I think we should be excited.
Drink it. Drink the Kool-Aid.
But this season is going to be rough.
6-0. Drink it.
I'm not 6-0, man. I'm sorry.
I'm with them, man. This is full steam ahead. We're powering through this.
Guys, we're not even close to this. We're not even done with spring practice yet. All right.
Okay. We'll calm down.
It's what we're supposed to do, man. We're 180 days.
No, it's not even 2025 yet. All right.
Yeah, this McGee's gonna be he's gonna be a one and done coach. He's gonna win the college football playoff with Georgia State in the inaugural
well,
year.
Well, two and done. But yeah.
Yeah. True. What do you mean? Yeah.
Two seasons, back to back.
If Del McGee coaches this Georgia State program into the college football playoff and wins it this year, he's getting hired by somebody else this
immediately
year.
I know it's not this year, it's next year.
He would get hired before we even play in the playoffs.
It's yeah, next exactly year, y'all.
Like Ohio State would already have, like, you know, the jet
the offer
waiting
on the table.
it's here right, it's in Atlanta,
the 2025 is
yes it is.
But that's season. It's next season.
Next season.
I don't think there was any clarification about if it was the 2025 season or the 2025 game.
So we could win both, and it would still satisfy the premonition,
the forecast of Reddit.
We need to go find the guy that posted it and get clarification if you meant the season or the championship.
No. You don't want to get clarification. We don't want to accept it as good and proper if we win either one. We're doubling our chances.
We got two. I think we're double the chances. I love it. Never mind.
There was something that he did say that was really odd. Was talking about getting an NIL started.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got an NIL.
Maybe no one told him.
Well, I wonder if he considers them as like not really started.
That's the question. Does he think that they have not All Blue, All NIL has not done what it needs to do, and he's doing his own thing, or does he mean kind of like pumping some gas into what's already going on? I don't know. They're co-hosting the spring tour at Elsewhere Brewing, so they're gonna have players there. So I don't know. It was interesting.
Isn't that down at where's that? Isn't that down by the other brewery? What's it called?
Eventide.
Yeah, but Elsewhere's better. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I've never been there, so I'm excited.
It's an interesting brewery.
I'm gonna walk over.
Fancy.
It's kind of fancy. Yeah, it's not your standard brewery. How about that?
We did a watch party at Eventide for a game, and I got there, and Eventide wasn't open yet, but Elsewhere was. So I walked over to Elsewhere for like a beer while I waited for the 30 minutes for that one to open, and it was just kind of a fancy place, more like a sit down restaurant almost.
It is.
We had a nice watch party at Eventide though. That was cool because they let us bring in like food. People had all their the food lined up, and we could just go grab it, and it was nice. They had a projector.
Yeah, it was good. Even if they are a bunch of TBS
fans. People.
They don't have cocktails though, right?
No, it was just the beer.
Yeah,
and the beer was fine though. I enjoyed their beer. I think it's fine.
I got two other things about the press conference.
Let's hear them.
One, Coach McGee's beard is as wonderful as I wanted it to be. It's a good beard. It's a good beard.
Solid.
That's really all I have to say about that. But two, we were comforted with the spring practice being cut short, and that it wasn't really going to cut anything short, blah, 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 right? People were out there saying that it's not that big a deal. Right. But Coach McGee did mention something in the press conference that none of us had thought about. The first thing was, you know, we all talked about the coaching staff, right? So like Dan Ellington, he didn't bring this up, but Dan Ellington and some of the other coaches is like, what are they supposed to do? But he brought up students, you know, the student athletes, they had like internships and jobs and things lined up. And with the plan of we're going to do spring practice early and we're going to have this time. And now they don't have that time. And so they're like missing out on part of their education because we moved.
Well, no, he said he's working with them. He's not like he's working around that, and he's trying to work with them.
It's very frustrating to like hear that kind of thing, right? Like the impact ripples in ways that we don't necessarily
think about. Right.
I took it a completely different way, though. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but I took it a completely different way. I wrote that down in my notes as well. Was I appreciate the respect that Coach McGee was given these players that he'd never met before. And he's like, all right, cool. I hear what you've got going on, the plans you had, and we're going to make it work. We're going to work with your schedule, and we're going to get, you know, your practice in. You're going to be able to do your internship and everything. I think that that's winning over the locker room. The way I took it, he's showing the kids respect coming into it. He's winning over that locker room.
Oh, I agree.
And I liked it. I liked what he had to say. But you're right.
He's handling a bad situation well.
Yes.
You know, like you said. But it doesn't mean there's not a bad situation, right? So, like, this isn't – we can't just gloss over Sean leaving, you know, in the middle – 2 days into spring practice, right? Like people – there. I've seen people try to make excuses for it, be like, gloss over it and be like, it's not really that big of a deal, right? There are other factors is all I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you're right about
that. Yeah. And I'm really glad Coach McGee is working with players to try to do it, but their practice situation is going to suffer because of it, and their intern situation is going to suffer because of it.
Yeah.
So,
true.
Tim?
Difficult. I don't know. I mean, I get it. Students have lives. They probably planned around when Coach Elliott said everything's going to happen, and now, unbeknownst to us, they're getting impacted, right?
Yep.
So, yeah. I'm sure he's working with them up to a point, but he probably wants them to come to practice because that's of course, also important. Of course.
Yeah. Well, you can only work around so many players' schedules. Right. There's 85 scholarship players or some such.
We have at least 5 players every hour.
I mean, working around 85 players' schedules is, I think I'm not making up 85. It sounds very familiar.
Hopefully, you're working around that
many people. Somebody's not getting what they need.
If for any of the players that are listening right now, if Coach McGee doesn't care if you come to practice or not, and he lets you do your internship or your vacation, whatever you had planned, you're probably not seeing the field this season. He probably already wrote you off. not playing.
Ouch.
might want to go ahead and enter that portal now, you know?
David dropping the truth bombs on our players.
David's only saying that because he's comfortable that none of them are watching or listening.
What did you guys do when you were at 9:24 on a Tuesday when you were in college? I was probably watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer or something like that.
I think the only two nights that I didn't go out were Sunday and It might have been a Tuesday night. Every single other night, ooh, I was out at some club or another.
Ryan, party animal. Look at that.
I was working at the movie theater as a manager. And Tuesday night's inventory night, so I know what I was doing. Not actually, yet. It's too early for it because people still watch movies this late.
Actually, I'm full of crap. I took night classes. I was actually in class right now. I think I had class until like 9:45 on Tuesdays.
Dang.
How was that at like MJQ or 80s night at Masquerade or we did all that kind of stuff.
We all had
mostly Monday, Wednesday night because of the Tuesday thing.
Yeah. There's Pro Day.
Pro Day. We're segueing. Cool.
We almost had all 32. It's for NFL teams to come in and check out our amazing talent.
Before we came on, Tim had to ask what Pro Day was. That's why I'm giving him a hard time.
I did see the tweet that not all 32 teams came or something like that.
You know who wasn't there?
Who?
The Saints.
Oh,
but the Falcons were, and the Falcons did specific offensive line workouts with one of our players, which is cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name, but
so do they get to come in like cherry pick and say, I want to work with so and so. I want to see so and so.
I guess
see
so. I don't
Ranger about... throw the ball.
It's the combine, but at our school, and then the scouts will come and check it out. So they go do all of those exercises,
everything,
just
all the drills.
I mean, you know, whatever they really want to see, but they plan out basically all the combine type, whatever runs. I don't know what they're called.
And then like receivers will like, you know, pick which quarterback they want to throw to them, or quarterbacks will pick which receivers they want to catch their passes to kind of show off their, like, so they find the best chemistry they possibly can. So even though Granger was obviously at Pro Day, I don't know which receiver he got to catch balls for him or not. But so that guy's not even part of the Pro Day, but he's there to show off Granger's talents and his ability to pass the ball.
Well, and the scouts get to, because it's not like the actual NFL combine, it's not a super formal type thing. They've just invited them to go watch this event or whatever. And so they get to have some personal interactions with the guys too, and be like, hey, you know, hey, let's do these workouts, or can you run this exercise or whatever. And so it sounds like the Falcons did that. The Falcons and another team did some personal workouts with one of our players, which is pretty cool.
Did we have good representation last year, or do we even know? Did Elliot make it like hush hush?
We always have pro days.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying we always have about just as far as how many teams showed up. I don't know. But I think a big part about Pro Day that, you know, the guys, you know, kind of miss out on is, you know, these scouts, they talk to the head coaches and they're like, hey, you know, tell me about this guy. What kind of character is he? How dedicated is he? You know, in the gym and the media, the, you know, film rooms for that.
Well, he's like,
we have an entire new staff. Like, there's no one really. Like,
I can't tell you much about them.
They're really all fantastic. You know,
yeah.
What else are you gonna say?
Hopefully, you get like Coach Elliott to have like a letter of recommendation or something. You know,
Do you think that he's thought about Atlanta since he went to Columbia, back to Columbia?
I don't think he thought about Atlanta when he was in Atlanta.
Exactly. He may have done something. He may have had that letter of recommendation or something. But yeah, I think he's tapped out. He's on the lake.
I mean, y'all know I defended him till the last day.
You did. And then you're like, oh, yeah. F him.
Right. That's why I'm calling Sean now. He's no longer Coach Elliott.
I almost corrected myself when I said Coach Elliott. But I was already so far down the path.
You like pause for half a second, David. I can like, oh, he almost did it. He almost called him Coach.
He's Sean. Lowercase S.
Oh dang.
But yeah, there was we had five guys in pro day. Hopefully, awesome. we see. I want to see somebody drafted. I want to get Georgia State called out there. You know. Yes. I don't think Granger's going to get drafted. I think his chances are Canada or overseas or something like that. But he definitely has the ability to play pro ball. It just won't be at the NFL level,
well,
sadly.
We've talked about him some and that he might be like a good corner. Because he's fast, yeah. He's tall, he's like fit. Like it actually makes a lot of sense.
He's just be willing not to be a quarterback.
I mean, and he knows how to read a quarterback too, because he is a quarterback. So
I mean, look at Travis Kelce. He was quarterback for Cincinnati, and then had his problems, and now he's going to go into Hall of Fame as one of the best tight ends of all time. So you can switch from quarterback and still make an impact on
Hall
a team.
Hall of Fame is Tay-Tay's current boo.
Have you watched the Eras Tour on Disney Plus yet, Ryan?
No, but I will if that's something I should watch.
I started it last night. It's 3.5 hours long, so I only watched like 45 minutes of it. But we can save that for last call or after call.
You only got through that far. I get it.
It was late. It was after my bocce win last night. I had a huge bocce win last night. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the beginning of the season, and we played against the reigning division / state champs. They had not lost a game in like weeks, and we took them down. It was awesome. So came home, poured me a vodka, watched a little Tay-Tay. It was a good evening. Any hoot, on to, nice. To Georgia State stuff. Hey, Tim, we got a 4-star visit. Bo Walker.
Mr. Bo Walker. Georgia.
You wanted to talk about that. Georgia? I'm all about it, man. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was McGee's like big recruit, or one of his big recruits to UGA, this running back Bo Walker, and actually has he already visited, or is he scheduled to visit?
I think he visited. No, he came to he did Georgia visit. State.
Yeah, there was a picture with him on campus. Right. Yeah,
that's
it's
right.
Either that or AI is really good at making
Photoshop.
They can't.
He was excited about it right. though. I mean, he really Walker, seemed right. like he had a positive experience. So, who knows what that looks like? I mean, he's already committed to Georgia.
Right. I mean. Committed to Georgia, is he going to play? How much are they paying him? I mean, offering him an NIL, would he flip and come here?
Dude, he would probably just demolish Sun Belt defenses. Like, just like a grown man against children. Just dropping some bows left and right, powering his way. Yeah.
It's not the same. I mean, we all get excited like that. I think... Be careful, because we still have the offensive line we have, and those guys are pretty good, but they're not SEC offensive linemen, pure and
right,
simple.
That's true.
And so you got to work a little harder.
he's ranked, he's a 3-star, so he's not like...
I thought he was a 4-star.
I thought he was a 4-star, too.
Oh, no, he visited Georgia State, so they dropped into a 3-star.
you can't even visit? They drop you when you visit our school?
Exactly.
So now he's a middle-of-the-pack running back. Right. He's like a top 50
now he's a 3-star. Georgia doesn't want him, so he should probably just come here.
Yeah, Georgia's downgraded him. I mean, it'd be great for him to flip someone from Georgia. I mean, I don't think
that would be awesome.
Well,
why he's not responding to his text.
Man, my group chat with my grandpa and my dad would be on fire from me. They would be quiet, but I would just like talk.
Quit taking our players.
No, that's like, Tim, you're right on point. McGee said that he messaged Kirby and he hasn't responded to his text in a few days. Like, that's what it is. Kirby's like, you mother, it's taking my running backs.
Kirby's like, McGee who? I don't know who you are anymore.
Oh, I don't know. It says unlisted number. I don't know. Unknown.
So he referenced in for people who don't know, he referenced in the press conference. I texted Kirby yesterday. He didn't text me back, but you know, I guess he's busy or something.
But somebody asked him, like, you know, it was kind of a weird question. It's hard to hear on those press conferences, but it was a weird question. Like, why the hell do they care if he's talking to Kirby Smart right now? Like, you know, he's now a head coach. For lack of better terms, they're peers now. They are on the same level, technically.
Yeah, it did get me thinking though. My brain went a little crazy here. Okay. That I wonder if these coaches that are all buddy buddy, right? So like McGee is buddy buddy with Smart, and right. Elliott is buddy buddy with some people in South Carolina. Who the hell knows?
Everyone.
If they connect and like some of these bigger programs, I wonder if we were close because the head coach is like, hey, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Stop it. Here's it's like a test for their players. You know, like, we know you're not as good, but if you know our playbook, it's going to be more interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, here's what our strategy is going to be. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. They probably don't do that, but that's where my like brain went off to.
Well, I wonder, could McGee be the reason we finally get on Georgia's schedule?
Yeah.
Tell Kirby, hey, Kirby, talk to your AD. Just make it happen.
Get rid of Norfolk Steak and put Georgia State in there. Steak. You know?
David's hungry.
I definitely misspoke. I'm hungry. I want a steak.
They got
right
good
now.
Beef up there in Norfolk.
I didn't mean to bring it up, but like it just kind of happened. We don't even have a full schedule, out of conference schedule for 2025 or 2026 right now. Like, there's just
we got time. No, we don't.
We have time, sure, but it's just weird that we're that close. Because I was, I forget how it happened.
Usually, these things are figured out years in advance.
Yeah, right. I was looking at Kennesaw State's schedule for whatever reason today. I spend so much time on fbschedules.com. It's ridiculous, and I was on their schedule for some reason, and they've got Trash Down South in like 2031 and 2032 or something. And so I'm like, oh, how far out are our schedules? And I went and like looking, we don't even have a full roster for 2025 and 2026.
Maybe they're just waiting to announce UGA. No way, UGA has everything full, don't they?
Oh, they're that one's packed out full. So, but you know,
well, they could buy out something, you know,
they could,
you know. People give crap to UGA for their cake out of conference scheduling. They'll have like that one big Chick-fil-A game or whatever they have to open up the season. Then
right.
They'll play like an FCS team and a crappy G5 team. And I'm like, Georgia should be, you know, pointed out for having such a crappy out of conference. Like, if I was a Georgia fan and I was paying money to go to these games, why do I want to see these crappy ass teams? It's fun to see your team win 67-3, but you know, I want a better game.
A lot of
that.
People don't go to those games.
A lot of fans do not go. Yeah. It's sparsely. Even if it's the game number one, it's not always fully packed in Sanford. So,
yeah, I mean, the whole thing is they want 6 home games that they can sell their season ticket holders. And so the way to do that is to purchase games from lesser programs.
Yeah. But they could take it up a notch, man. Like, they're playing some horrible, horrible teams.
And like, and the way that the college playoff system works, it pays for them to have that win.
I get it. But like,
it's a bad system. I mean, I understand what you're saying too. It's a bad system. They need to do a better job taking into account strength of schedule or whatever to like stop incentivizing them to play Morehouse State, the Eagles, not Morehouse, whatever.
Morehouse.
Mercer.
I don't know what I was gonna say.
Sanford.
They should play us instead.
Whatever. They should play us. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say.
They do play Sanford actually a lot. They used to.
The disparity is so huge though that, and I granted, you know, upsets happen, you know, Appy State, Michigan, what was it, 20 years ago, whatever that happened, 15 years ago.
Ooh, that Southern game got freaking close, though.
That Southern game did get close.
Overtime? I was there. Close. I was like, you cannot lose to these people.
As these P5 programs move away and away and away, right? I mean, we all recognize that they're they're moving faster forward than the rest of us.
Yes.
FCS will stop being what the cupcake games are. Right. We will be what they start scheduling.
Subscribe. Good,
instead of them. Bring it. Because that's where we'll be at. We will be the FCS. FCS will be something else.
Yeah.
Division 2. Yeah.
I mean, they're still D1. I don't know
Powder Puff League.
Triple A.
Sadie Hawkins Dance.
I don't know what they'll rename us. They'll figure it out.
It'll be P5, G5, FCS, probably.
It'll be FBS, FCS, and then like playoff, like CFP division or something like that.
It seems like people like the Power 5, Group of 5 nomenclature.
They do.
Well, I mean, we're losing a power. Like, the pack is gone. So
it's a P4?
Ooh.
They're calling it P4 now, and then, there's going to be, like, we're losing an entire conference of football.
It sounds like the SEC and the Big Ten.
Big Ten, yes, correct.
Have a lot more power than even the other two.
Yeah, they just signed their new deal.
They told everyone they're deal. More important. Yeah,
yeah, they're getting Big Ten and SEC are getting like 58% of the college football playoff revenue, and then Big 12 and ACC are getting a lesser share. And I think
the Big Ten and the SEC are also dictating
like 9%, and then Notre Dame's getting 1% of the whole thing.
Good for Notre Dame. Jesus, that's awesome.
They should get zero. Should be like, join a conference, you get nothing.
But the Big Ten and the SEC, it sounds like they are also they are more powerful in terms of creating some of the rules for the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. That's happening, and the only thing that's helping everybody else is there are some rules in place to sort of limit what they can do, like to sort of protect everybody else
until they just tell everyone F off, we're gonna do our own thing.
I'm not sure how it works. I don't know why they have more power than the other two P4 pro conferences,
because because they're going to just break off and do their own thing. They'll just
that doesn't make sense.
They're just saying, look, do what we want now or we leave.
They're going to.
Are
gonna
they
happen.
Doing that? Are they saying that? I don't think they are.
I don't think they're saying it, but they're probably alluding to it.
But it's not even going to be the SEC and the Big Ten. It's going to be the top programs in those conferences, that just go off and create their minor league professional football.
And then the rest of them just get stuck.
Which I actually kind of find interesting. I want them to go ahead and just go full blast on whatever the hell they want to do. Stop like pulling the Band-Aid off slowly. Just let's rip it off. Because I want to see the Ole Misses and the NC States basically become a G5 team.
NC State is pretty good.
I think Georgia Tech's on that list.
And basketball.
I don't think Georgia Tech makes it in this elite P whatever.
I don't think so either.
And I don't know what they do. Their world is going to collapse.
Especially once we beat them.
And after that, too. Yeah.
You know, but I agree. It depends on whether or not they go for like a 30 or like a 60 team type deal. If they go for a 30 team type deal, there's no way Tech makes that.
They'll make it in 60.
Yeah, they may probably make it in 60, but they're not making
it
in 30.
56 to 60. They'll be in that 56 to 60 range.
It'll be your Vandy's and Kansas States that lose out on it. And it'll be football only. NCAA will still have college basketball.
They'll all join the American. Say, look, now it's P5 again. Let us back in.
Conferences are going to be all whacked out.
The American will be 40 teams.
No, I think you'll go back to having like... It's going to change everything. But we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
I do like your idea for the name of the WAC tournament, which is the WAC Off.
The WAC Off, yeah.
Kudos to
every
you,
WAC championship games, we got the WAC Off. This is the
who whacks the most.
I just don't understand how it hasn't happened, because it makes so much sense,
dude. And that's a joke.
If we
can
be the Fun Belt, they can have a WAC Off.
What's worse, Fun Belt or Maction?
Fun belt.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Fun belt. It's so
did you also see when you're?
But I'd be excited about a whack off.
I'm sure you are every day. Tim, what was that?
You could be the grand champion whacker if you have the most points in the basketball whack off.
I mean, if you win the whack off, I mean, you win. But everyone who participates wins.
Hey, everybody in the whack off wins. There are no losers in the whack off.
We need to schedule some whack off games. What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm in. No, I gotta remind me of this for last call. I've got something that is whack off championship related that I can't talk about here.
All right,
my old kickball team. Remind me, whack off and kickball Ooh. Team. It's I got something good for that.
No, I was gonna say everything comes back to schedules. So did you see who else Kennesaw got on their schedule?
They've got a couple of Sunbelt teams coming. They got Lafayette and Arkansas State coming. Yeah. And then, like UNC. I said,
they got UNC twice away.
No, they're at UNC twice. They have no big home game. Like I think that's what I was actually looking to see, is if they had any like P5 or big programs. They're scheduled out through 2030 something, but it's not a full schedule.
They do have Trashdown South, right? They're coming there. That's big for them.
Trashdown South, they're doing a home and home with Trashdown South, and that's the 2030, 2031, 32, something like that. But I think that's what got me there, is I saw something about them playing UNC twice, and I was like, oh, are they actually getting UNC to go to Kennesaw? Nope, there's at UNC back-to-back years.
Yeah, the only way I think they could do that is if they put UNC in that Truist Park game, right?
Right.
That'd be it. Yeah. That's the way to get a P5 to come there.
I think they're going to struggle on that out of conference thing, trying to get teams, G5 teams that want to come there. I was really surprised that Lafayette and Arkansas State were making those treks out here, considering they already play us and TDS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Cheap
game to put on
Maybe
schedule.
It's the same week.
They had a whacked out schedule last year. I don't know what it's going to look like this year. I think it's probably going to
last year.
Weren't
they playing an independent schedule last year?
Yeah. They didn't even play a full slate of games. Like, it was just, they had breaks in the schedule of weeks.
I keep forgetting that Kennesaw State moved up to FBS. Like, I forget Me about too. It all the time. But, like, is CUSA
Until I saw the article. Yeah.
Yeah, but is Conference USA really FBS at this point? They have more move-ups than they have historical programs.
FBS minus. That's what they are.
Yeah. Division 1A minus. Kennesaw State. Yeah. I noticed we're not putting them on the schedule anymore. Done with those guys. I think we talked about this before.
For basketball?
For football.
Football.
Kennesaw?
Yeah. We had that one game. It was, whew.
Nah, we should play them. We should beat them.
You should.
I like hearing that.
I mean, you don't just like not schedule somebody because you're afraid. That's sad. That's terrible. Well, if you don't schedule them because you're afraid they're going to beat you. No, I guess, no.
We have openings, right, David?
We have openings. Oh, hey.
I don't know if owls fit in there, but we have openings.
It makes sense to play him. I just don't want to.
No, I mean, like, it's good for the program. You don't have to pay for any travel. Like,
I'd ask you what we have on the schedule, but then we'd be talking about schedule more. So,
yeah.
Maybe next week you can talk about the teams we have in the future.
I'll talk about scheduling Kennesaw, though. I like the in-state games. I mean, I've even talked about TDS should always be on our schedule.
Even when we switch conference, when we move to P5 or P4,
yeah, we should make them like a Georgia Tech type thing. They're Georgia Tech, and we're Georgia in that situation. But
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah,
I don't.
I mean,
it'd be good.
If we did, we don't say it.
It doesn't matter.
I
hopefully by that point it doesn't matter, right?
I mean, I think it's good for the program. That is our best attended game from Georgia State fans, even. Like,
I know
we're not even talking about like TDS fans that, you know, they show up, whatever. And you know, I've gotten on to you guys for looking forward to opposing fans coming to games, but like that brings Georgia State people out.
It does.
playing TDS. It's a good rivalry. It's exciting. It's fun. Like we have a good storyline there.
So what you're saying is we need to put Georgia Southern on the schedule every week, even though it's not going to be them. Just have our graphics put Georgia Southern all the way down the schedule, no matter who we're playing.
I like how they put the scoreboard up and it just says visitor. I love that pettiness. That pettiness is like that right is nice. Up my alley.
There had to be a complaint before we moved the flags.
The flags and the convocation in the box. Yeah. I want to go up there. That should be a car, you know. We're not in college, but like the senior prank type thing, we should break into the box and go change the flags back.
No, we shouldn't talk about that here.
Probably not.
If that happens, we didn't do it. We just
it was not us, but it was a great idea. Whoever did it, kudos.
We provided inspiration for all the young minds that are developing.
If there are any students, that decide to go swap the flags in the box, I will take you guys out for a night. If you're 21 or over older, I will take you out for a night of drinking on my tab. We may make it to the Cheetah. Unless you're like Blake, we'll go there if you have to go there. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if you're excited about a tab, you probably will go to the Cheetah if you want to. If David's involved,
no rooms, no private room, no VIP. All right. Speaking of baseball, basketball. We can do basketball.
We got some people. Basketball leaving,
just people leaving. Everyone's leaving.
The portal's now open. Everyone can jump in.
I thought only one person was leaving.
Oh, we got three.
Yeah, Lucas,
how many players are on the team?
Lucas Taylor jumped in the portal first.
I saw Taylor, right? I mean, he's our three-pointer guy, right? He's like our shooter.
Our ever-loving favorite player who doesn't really play that much, Ricky Bradley Jr.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know exactly.
Sounds like a NASCAR driver.
His minutes went down. I mean, he only averaged like 2 points per game. So
and he wasn't
played 13 games. Yeah.
But by the end of the season, he wasn't even in the rotation.
No. So another guard, two guards, Ricky Bradley Jr., Lucas Taylor, and then Jermaine Mann entered the portal today as well. Forward.
Yeah. And then not counting what we had, like three or four seniors.
Yeah. Odom is not a senior, but he is a senior. So
but he's out.
Gone. And then we had
two
other seniors. So basically next year, it's just a whole new team almost.
A complete new roster again,
but he doesn't get an extra year. All right, that doesn't mean you get more.
Are we finally done with COVID years? Have we finally? No, we can't be. That's like 2020. There's one more year of COVID years, right?
I think so.
My God,
yeah, because
COVID will not go away.
You could have like a medical year during the COVID year, and that you probably get 2 years out of that, right?
Yeah,
I don't know how it works.
My God. Yeah. So that's basketball. A whole new team. We'll see.
Whole new team next year.
Woo. Is this make it break it year for Jonas? You think that Cobb pulls the trigger if we don't improve?
I mean, if we get worse and Cobb doesn't do anything.
Well, we didn't get worse. We got better. We won like what, four more games this year. We technically got better this year. We won away games.
We won four more games against a less skilled conference.
True.
Was it? It's the same conference.
I know, but I think the whole conference was not as good as they were.
It's all the it's all the money that our commissioner told us to put into our programs, and all the teams revolted. So we're gonna make it worse. Watch. You told us to get better. Here's the opposite.
Was
it that bad last year? I guess no.
Last year was really bad. Hot
garbage.
Yeah.
This year we actually started off like 4-1 in conference or something. We started and then
we weren't bad.
Lost like six games in a row and never brought it back. It was
Yes, I would say this year, if he does worse or about the same or between last year and this year, you got to make a change.
Here's my fear is I like Jonas Hayes, and I think like he's a good recruiter and a good coach, and he's going to be successful. But like sometimes coaches aren't successful in their first venture. Like same thing with Rob Lanier. Like, you know, you can argue whether or not he was actually a good or bad coach here. But, you know, he had that first was it Stetson? I forget. He was somewhere. He head coached somewhere and sucked. And then he ended up at Tennessee before we got him. And I'm afraid that Jonas is going to
get up there.
Yeah. I'm afraid that Coach Hayes is going to, you know, get fired here and then go on to be like one of the best head coaches in all of college basketball history. And
yeah, but I mean, is Lanier doing well at Southern Methodist?
Well, they're in the ACC now, so we'll see.
Yeah. I haven't paid attention. But
I mean, they didn't win their championship or anything, but they weren't a bad team. They were upper half. Yeah.
Yeah. We always talk about, you know, Georgia State being that program where is that stepping stone for coaches, especially specifically in the football and the basketball arenas. I don't think that was any more evident than Rob Lanier. Like, he literally came here for that next step. Like, I don't even think
he proved that he could step up. And then he just did anyway.
He did just enough.
It was the performance in the tournament where we almost beat Gonzaga, where people were like, oh, wow, this guy, you know, almost beat the number one overall seed in the tournament. He's pretty good. But like with Coach Hunter, I think he came here to win championships. Like that was his goal. I'm going to come here and I'm going to win some conference championships. We're going to go to the tournament. We're going to make some noise and it's going to be good. You know, Coach Elliott, he came here and obviously was looking for a bigger job. It didn't pan out, but I still think he came here to coach Georgia State. Rob Lanier came here for that next job.
Oh, he was out.
Yeah, like his foot was out the door the entire time. Yeah. I don't think he
didn't even build a Lanier team here.
No, right. Not really. I mean, you got a couple players you recruited, but we tiptoed our way into the NCAA tournament pretty much. I mean,
yeah, we were not Sun Belt guys. The Sun Belt sucks at basketball. Like, I mean, I don't know how much we can reiterate that. That's all that James Madison losing and getting a double bid. Like that's absurd. That's not, that would never happen.
No. And I think I told you guys last week, I was watching like some ACC basketball with my father-in-law while he was in town. And I don't watch college basketball outside of Georgia State. I just have zero interest in basketball unless, you know, the Panthers are in it.
Right.
My God, they're so fast and so big and so strong. It's a completely different game. ACC basketball is I actually did watch. I'm lying now. I said I don't watch basketball. I watched like all the tournament games on Saturday and Sunday, or Sunday, I guess. And man, like these ACC teams, these other programs, they're big guys. They're fast. They move around. They're shooting quickly. Like, completely different game than what you see in the Sun Belt,
but not completely different than you've seen Georgia State do in the past.
We play a special brand.
Not where we're at right now.
Sun Belt plays a special brand of basketball.
What's that brand called, Tim?
Not very good.
Special.
Although I will say, I mean,
my mama always said I was special.
The Dukies, the purple poops. They're not bad. The
purple poops. I love it.
I got them losing round one.
I know. Did you see all the things they released, like Wisconsin watching the reveal, and it's James Madison? They just don't react at all. They're like,
well, then I might have James Madison winning if they're being assholes about it.
They don't. I mean, I don't think anyone wanted to draw James Madison.
It just means you're who? Really highly ranked, though, right? That you're getting a low ranked team. That's a good thing for the higher ups. That's the benefit of being a high seed.
They got a 12 seed. That's the
highest the Sun Belt's gotten in a long time, isn't it? I think we were a 13 when we beat Baylor.
We were, yeah.
But they were ranked at some point.
They were in the beginning of the season. Yeah, they beat Michigan State or flying on cloud nine, and they lost to Southern Miss, App State, and App State. Those are the three losses in the entire season.
Oh, they lost to App State both times?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Those guys are going to be insufferable about that.
App State.
They're a basketball team. You didn't know that? Or a basketball school. You didn't know?
App State didn't even get a sniff for the tournament, really. So
nobody in the Sun Belt did. Why would we? We suck.
Well, it's
the only team that would have been if Jimmy Madison had lost. And then they would have gotten a sniff, but I think that I saw this.
But then they would have got a sniff, but then whoever was sniffing would be like, oh, but you lost against the Sun Belt team in the champion. You couldn't even win the Sun Belt championship. You don't belong here.
And he lost to Appy State twice. Oh my God.
No, you're out.
That is something about the Sun Belt, though. There's like this disconnect from reality of how bad the conference is. Cause like, I know David sees it on some of the forums and stuff like that. We have this like view that we're the ACC minus or something. We're so far down that list, like the teams in the conference think that we should be in for whatever reason.
We've been better The conference as a whole has been better in previous years. Recently, even this year was insanely down. Every team sucked. Every game I went to was terrible. All of them. Every single game I went to, I was just like, man, these teams all suck.
Like, the wins and the losses.
Thank God they suck because we suck.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not
good. I mean, it just wasn't, it was like really just a terrible season.
This is a good point to talk about. We have our bracket challenge going on again.
Oh, yeah.
Tim is commish of the bracket challenge. What's it on? It's on ESPN.
It's on March Madness Live, I think.
It's NCAA's website, and it's terrible, Tim. It's terrible.
I will put it
in the link. Flash, they're all terrible.
Yeah. I'll put the link to it in the description of the podcast and the YouTube video so we can get some people on there to do that. And I'll give something away. We'll give some State of Atlanta merch.
More than something, apparently.
Oh yeah, the private group, the Patreon group chat was like, and this and this and this, yeah.
David's like, no, more than just one thing.
I was drinking. I've been drinking a lot. I drink a lot. I'm a drinker.
There will be something for the champion. There you go.
Yes,
we're not sure where it is yet, though.
All right,
we're 56 minutes in. Holy, I think it's probably last call time.
56 minutes.
Man, let's just go.
Is it time to go?
No, let's just talk about more stuff.
What do you want to talk about?
We got baseball. I cost us a game today because
again,
I think Georgia State should pay me to root for other teams.
Jesus. We were up 4-0.
Up 4-0 against the Nerds from Midtown. And I put the game on ESPN Plus, and immediately we give up 3 runs. We go into the 9th inning, up 4-3, and they score. And you know, it was like a guy from Georgia State or like that transferred to Tech that did something, the pitcher or somebody. I don't know. It was
Burris?
The guy Drew Burris.
Yeah.
He had a took the lead, and there was another home run or tied it up and another home run.
He had some kind of hit in the 9th inning that scored him 2, so they took the lead.
Yeah, and there was a home run.
There's a home run too after that.
Yeah, well, it was for Drew's hit out in like center field, it was like a diving catch.
He almost got it. I mean, I think he hit the guy in the head almost. Yeah.
I will say, like, so I was watching that game. So the Tech was wearing like gray pinstripe uniforms, I think are garbage. Yeah. The uniform itself was garbage, but they had jackets and like that baseball script. I thought that was sharp. I liked that. I thought that was cool.
That was cool. Yeah, the jackets.
Yeah, but just that. The rest of the uniform was absolute garbage. I don't understand why teams use gray when it's not in their color. I hate the Braves' gray uniforms. I can't stand it. I don't why
I don't understand that. Yeah.
When you have the white uniforms, crisp, killer, love the Braves white uniforms. The navy,
especially when they get like the red dirt on them. You know, I mean, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah, it looks like fantastic. You've been playing baseball. Man. It looks like you're an actual athlete, which, you know, it's questionable whether some of these baseball players are athletes or not.
So I was thinking we should do that. We should do the exact same uniforms as the Braves, and just instead of Braves, it says Panthers on it, and just mimic the Braves uniforms. Those clear white. Clear
should we put Cobb County on the front?
Yes. No, we should put Fulton County. Because we're in Fulton, right?
They're not in Fulton. Well,
Panthersville's in DeKalb, right?
Ooh, put DeKalb on there. DeKalb
County, that's right. We should put DeKalb County.
Oh, she's about Panthersville. Nice. Put Panthersville on
P-ville.
P-ville.
I mean, P-ville. So I was joking about all the rest of it. That sounds cool. That sounds actually the Panthersville. Sounds cool.
Although we need to get out of there.
The Panthersville Panthers.
Please get us out of there.
Yeah. Whoever wins the lottery, like the $1 billion lottery that's going on, will you just like
throw a couple mil?
10, 20 million for us to build baseball and softball into Summer Hill.
Supposedly there's going to be some news on baseball. What I heard from a source.
We've been hearing that for a long time.
No, that was Barstool GSU saying that they're just going to start bitching about it next week.
Oh, Other than that.
And we just hear about that all the time, and it's like nothing, no movement whatsoever. Even when they were showing us the diet, like whatever
the renders,
the renders, it was like the renders from years ago. I mean, it was like, come on, guys, what is this? You guys haven't moved at all. You're just trying to raise money on something that is not in the works.
I think we need to go and get some shovels and just go stand in front of like Hank Aaron's wall and be like, we're doing the
we're gonna do it ourselves. No, we can just do it ourselves. We could excavate the parking lot, dig it up, do the remediation for the school, and then hand it over.
I get to drive the tractor.
Who's getting the tractor?
Hey, could we get McGee on that? He seems pretty motivated to do extras.
The best way to build a winning football program is to build a baseball stadium.
It's like, shut up. I'm trying to like create a whole athletics department here.
Exactly.
I'm trying to head coach and athletic director all at once.
McGee for AD. Yeah, right now.
So in the tech game today, the Burris guy that pretty much has our number, he has weird like eagle fly thing he does when he does well. I don't know if that's just him or if he's taunting us with Southern or some weird thing. I don't know what that is.
I was like, because Yellow Jacket wings don't flop. I didn't know what he was doing.
None of it makes sense. I was curious what the hell it was. I want to actually watch a tech game just to see if he does it again.
Is he a pitcher?
Nah.
Oh, no. He's just...
So he makes a hit and then he like spreads his
wings when he gets on base.
He flies.
Y'all, that's weird.
Yeah, whatever.
He's like an eagle. Yeah.
That's real weird.
Yeah.
Whatever. He sucks. But they credit to the Buffalo boys. Credit to the guys. They
hung in there as long as they could.
They went down to Mobile and they swept USA over the weekend.
Sunbelt's all that matters, right?
And apparently had not won a game in Mobile like ever until like last year. They won one of them.
I think USA, even when they joined the Sun Belt again, were like known as pretty good at baseball. So
no, they're not joined again. They're the only like founding member.
Original.
No, aren't we a founding member too?
Yeah, but they never left.
Oh yeah.
They're so good.
I think they're
they've never played football before.
Yeah,
I think I could be wrong about it. I think they're the only team that was a founding member and never left.
And never got out.
But they're pretty good at baseball. So they've always been.
We gotta get a baseball stadium field thing.
Yep, absolutely. But we swept them. That's awesome.
Yep. Yeah. 3-0 in Sun Belt play.
That's great.
That's a good way to start.
So we got Monroe this weekend, and who knows how that's going to go. But next weekend, we're hosting Jimmy Madison. I think we should try to get out there for that Saturday game. And we should do a State of Atlanta tailgate for Saturday next week, Jimmy Madison. Prove that purple sucks.
Sure.
Nothing. Crickets.
You want to go? Let's do it.
I think so. Make it happen. Because if I can get kicked out again, or almost get kicked out again.
What's the series? Is it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 20. Saturday's like a 1 o'clock game. I have that Friday off. It's Good Friday. Is it that Friday? It's like a 6 o'clock game.
Oof.
Could go Friday night.
Can you imagine getting to Panthersville at 6?
To Atlanta traffic? No, I can't.
No, 20's all right.
Leave at 3. I mean, I'm only like 9 exits away, and I think it'll take me like an hour and a half to get there.
No, 20 on Friday. Easy peasy.
We'll see. We'll talk about that. All right. One last topic, and then we can go over to last call. Beach volleyball. The ladies, credit to them. Beach volleyball school. Love them.
Sandy Panthers. But
the Sandy Panthers do what the Sandy Panthers do. They do not have the ability to punch up. They played in an East versus West tournament. Out in, I think it was in California last weekend, and played four teams, all ranked higher than them. They're 15 nationally. They played number 10, number 13, number 6, and number 2, lost to all of them, and it wasn't close at all. But they did not move down in their ranking. They're still ranked 15. As of today, the rankings came out today, they're still ranked 15.
Yes. So, These are the most accurate rankings out there, right?
Yeah, when we lose four games and don't go down in the ranking,
this absolutely, like, you're right where you need to be.
Yep. So they've got they don't face, the good news is they don't face any ranked teams the rest of the season, which is almost over.
So we're definitely not. Man. We're definitely not moving up in rankings.
Yeah, but hopefully we can win the whole thing. They are doing a tournament in Columbia, South Carolina, not the country.
I was like, are we going to Medellin?
we need to go on a group trip to support the Sandy Panthers down in Columbia.
Well, they're playing there. They have, was it this next weekend? They're doing the Diggin' Duels. Not this week, next week. Next week they've got Diggin' Duels at here in Atlanta. So that's it. That's all I got.
That's all we have.
1 hour, 5 minutes.
Damn.
You guys wouldn't shut up.
You're just trying to outdo us. You were like, man, Ryan and Sam, 45 minutes. Ooh, I can outdo that.
You're correct. All right. Last call.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Tim, take us out.
That was funny.
Oh, all right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/stateatlanta. You'll get early access to our last call, along with live streaming, our awesome group chat, which has amazing information that you'll never get anywhere else on the internet, discounts on our merchandise, which is also great, and free booze. And only $5 a month? $5 a month. Yeah. Join now.
And here's hoping that Madison loses in March Madness.
Ouch.
Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
That's it for us this week. Thank you for listening. Please follow us on Twitter at State of Atlanta or on Facebook at facebook.com/State of Atlanta. And if you enjoy what you're listening to, please rate and review us on your podcast app. Thank you very much, and go Panthers.